Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek has the best seats on the entire internet. I wouldn't tell you that if it wasn't true. Here's what you're going to do, okay? You're going to download the SeatGeek app. You're going to go to the settings tab. You're going to click add a promo code. You're going to enter the promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E, and you get $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Best part about SeatGeek, they show you the whole map of the stadium. They let you know what the best deals are out there. They have all of the sites aggregated for you. You are going to get the best possible seats for any game you want. Major League Baseball, we're at the All-Star break, second half kicking up. Use SeatGeek. Get $20 on us, on Pardon My Take. Yeah, we're that nice. We're going to give you $20. So just do the SeatGeek app. It's free. You add a promo code. You enter the promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Let's go. Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Monday, July 11th. Welcome to sports hell.
You're not enjoying this?
Also Slurpee Day.
That's the most important part of the day. So go in and demand your free Slurpee. It's always funny to see like the people that complain about the free Slurpee, like how small it is.
Yeah.
Just spend a dollar and buy a fucking Slurpee if you're going to complain.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, but make sure you get your Slurpee. Yes, it July. We are in the middle of July. We're in the dog days. The dog days of summer, August. But either way, sports hell. This is the worst week in sports. It's so bad that Derek Jeter's got bored enough to go and get married. Think about that.
Yeah, that's you got to. If you're Derek Jeter and you decide that you're just going to have sex with one woman for the rest of your life, there's no other explanation than the fact that like you're in between the NBA Finals and the Olympics.
Right.
No chance.
Like shit.
No chance he does this like during the NFL preseason.
Michigan football going on. Derek Jeter gets cold feet and leaves Hannah Davis at the altar.
Yeah. Weren't we going to like join a cult? That we were going to do during Hell Week, right?
We still have to. People always mention that to us. They really hold us to that one. We still have to. I think maybe we wanted to go to like a Tony Robbins thing. I really wish we had gone to the Tony Robbins thing where everyone burned their feet on the hot coals.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been quite the scene. Because we would have had Hank do it first, obviously.
There were like 30 people that got their feet burned, meaning that like at least 20 of them had to see very clearly 10 people severely injuring their feet. And they're like, fuck it, I'll give it a shot.
Hey, if you're trying to get that enlightenment, if you're trying to get to the next level, which we are, so we're going to – someone show us a cult that we can join. A reasonable cult, like a two-day cult. We don't really want to go to Scientology because I'm pretty sure if you give them their name, they'll just stalk you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and they'll sue us. They're probably – Scientology is probably the only organization that is better at like lawsuits than we are.
Yes.
So we got to be careful when we mess with them.
Although now that you're saying it out loud, getting Mike Portnoy into like – a little mano-a-mano with the Church of Scientology would be some podcast gold.
I feel like he would love that.
We got to do that. We have.
Are there any Scientology churches in New York City?
I'm sure there are.
Maybe
so we'll
one
have
or
to
two.
Do that. So okay. when we all move to New York, which is going to be in August, and we'll be all together for podcasts for the rest of our lives, so no more Skype, we will join Scientology for at least a day. And actually, you know what? We'll probably just give up Hank. We'll just be like, here, take him. And then hopefully he comes out on the other end alive.
I'll say this real quick. We're kind of doing a disservice by calling this Sports Hell Week because possibly the greatest sporting event of our lifetime or probably anybody's lifetime is going on as we speak, and that's Pokemon Go.
Yeah, so what's going on with that? Hank, can you explain it? Because I wasn't a Pokemon guy. You – PFT, you and I both, I think we both missed the Pokemon by a couple of years. Hank, are you in the Pokemon Go thing?
I'm not. I haven't done the Pokemon Go. I was a big Pokemon guy, but basically they just realized that
man card.
I was a Pokemon nerd. I was a Pokemon kid. So,
okay,
that sounds cooler. When I was a kid, we had Pokemon Go too. Except you just like we didn't have phones, and the point was to try to find beer. So, I kind of see where you're coming from, Hank.
Yeah,
but
hey,
yeah,
Hank,
explain it. It sounds like is it a sport? Are we going to consider that a sport?
Hank, we had Pokemon Go when I was a kid. They were just called Pogs, loser. Hank, yeah, what? So seriously, what's going on with Pokemon Go? Give it to us real quick, because I this is one of those situations where I know it's going on. I'm aware of its existence, but I'm not going to delve deeper into it and trying to figure out what actually is happening. So Hank, save me. Tell me what's going on.
They basically realize they can capitalize on all the nostalgia from kids that like Pokemon growing up by making an app. And every single person's downloaded it, and it's really stupid, but people love it because they love Pokemon growing up.
And so, how do you do it? Like, what do you do?
You just like point it, and if depending where you are, a certain type of Pokemon shows up depending on the region. So it's like a geo tag type deal.
Basically, what it is, like, you look at your phone, and it's like, hey, there's a wizard around this corner, and then you go around the corner, and the wizard thing is there, and you're like, oh shit, I just caught it. I'm pretty cool.
And Pokemon was basically like, hey, we want to track all the people in America and capture all their data and their likes and steal their identities.
It's definitely invented by the CIA. Like, yeah. It's a
Big
front
brother.
For government. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stay off the grid on this one. I'm going to pass on this.
That said, I'm considering getting really heavily into Pokemon Go over the course of the next week.
Okay. Maybe, you know what?
Why don't they have, why can't we find
this might be real sports hell. We might have to do a three-way Pokemon Go. Who can be the best in a week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's think about it. We're going to decide next episode on Wednesday. We'll let you know if the Pardon My Take team is in its own mini Pokemon Go. Actually, you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to do a Pokemon Go, the three of us, and then loser, we're going to stuff into a locker.
It's so easy to talk ourselves into these things. Like, that's what happens in July. Derek Jeter's getting married. Big Cat and PFT are playing Pokemon.
No, Hank,
it's just a wild time to be alive, guys.
Yeah, and no, we're going to find a locker, and the loser has to actually get – we're going to actually stuff the loser in the locker. All right, so that's it. So stay tuned for that. That's better than a cult. What else? Oh, UFC 200. That was awful.
It was pretty bad, yeah. The only appropriate way to watch the UFC is if you're betting beers with somebody. So, like, if your fighter loses – If he loses, then you have to chug a beer within, like, you know, 30 seconds. And that way, by the end of the fight, here's the real trick. Everybody's so drunk that you forget the results of the fight, so you get to watch it a second time tomorrow, so you get, like, double your money's worth.
Yep. It also was a sure sign that Conor McGregor, like, he should be just counting the money after that, because the UFC needs Conor McGregor. Obviously, it would have been different if Jon Jones didn't get suspended. The only other takeaway I had was Brock Lesnar, I think, is the number one scariest human on earth.
Yeah. Well, he's been that way for a while, but dear God.
But it's like the fact that he came back after 5 years and just demolished Mark Hunt, like that was – and it was a scary – just like basically sitting on him and pounding his face in. Brock Lesnar, I think, is my number one scariest man on earth.
Yeah, he's definitely up there. I was hoping for a little bit more of the post-fight speech that he gave last time where he was like, hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight, like that sort of thing. You need a little bit of a wild card in the UFC if the fights aren't going to be that entertaining. And Anderson Silva, I will say, he fought pretty well considering he's like 45, right?
Yeah, and he had love handles.
Yeah, they just like brought him in, like they found him in a bathroom somewhere in Brazil, and he was like, yeah, get me out of this. I'm afraid of Zika. And so then he came to the United States. And his whole problem, though, was he did not do the thing where, like, he lets the other guy punch him in the face.
Yeah.
That was, like, his trademark, and that he didn't get into his rhythm because he was playing defense. He was actually defending himself. He fought the other guy's fight, and he can't do that.
Nope, can't do that. So, yeah, UFC 200. I like UFC, so and I know that basically what happens every time there's a bad card, or it will happen if a soccer game is, like, 0-0, people will come out of the woodwork and be like, you don't really know the sport. There's so many subtle, like, great things happening that you can't even see. No, I have eyes and a brain. UFC 200, for the most part, sucked.
And it was supposed to be, like, the best fight, the best card of all time. Like, right. Going into it, like, a year ago when they announced everything. But you know what? We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. We're beggars aren't choosers. We're talking about Pokemon Go
right now.
Yeah. So if you want to replay it for us next weekend, I'll do it because I'll be in that kind of shape when I'm trying to catch them all out in Chicago. I don't even know. Like, is that right, Hank? Try to catch them all.
Got to catch them all.
Okay. Yeah. So there we go. All right. We have tonight the Home Run Derby. What a night. Another
is,
just awful.
It's a good night for those of us that really appreciate some Chris Berman in our lives.
Okay, so quick. I have a quick bonus Mount Rushmore, Chris Berman Home Run Derby calls. Ooh. Number one, I have back, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I have back, gone. Number three, I have back, way gone. And then number four, I have back, insert county or city that is adjacent to where the Home Run Derby is taking place.
Yeah, that's great. And that one landed in Los Angeles.
In Tijuana. Watch out, Tijuana. Back. Don't build that wall yet, Trump. That one's gone.
Is there anybody in America that prepares less for the biggest day of their job than Chris Berman?
It's the definition of mail time, and I'm a big proponent of snake it till you make it. And Chris Berman, I mean, he's already made it, but this is really his summertime, just going to cash a check, show up half drunk, say back a few times, get everyone to complain about me on Twitter. But guess what? Chris Berman isn't on Twitter, so he doesn't even know people are complaining about him. And then he goes on, and then he probably goes to, like, he's going to go to a bar in San Diego, get drunk, try to pick up some chicks, and call it a week.
There's a 0% chance that Chris Berman doesn't show up to the Home Run Derby with, like, a bad sunburn.
Yeah.
Because, like, right now he's in San Diego. If you think that Berman's a man that, like, puts on sunscreen in appropriate intervals, you were sorely mistaken. He's passed out in the sun today. So he's going to be sweating. He's going to be blistering. He's going to be red. And he's probably still going to be a little bit drunk tomorrow.
They should actually, to liven up the Home Run Derby, they should make Chris Berman wear, like, a old school champion, like, gray shirt. And just, we can watch him sweat the whole time.
Oh,
every time we show him.
What do they call that? Heather Gray? Is that the color?
The $5.99 gray shirt champion. Real thick cotton. And we just pan back to Chris Berman and see, like, his sweat meter throughout
sweat
the whole
shorts, time. Too. Like, yes. Let's go all in on this thing.
Come on, ESPN. Have some balls for once. Darius. All right. So we got to go picks for the Home Run Derby. So quickly, let's do the BetDSI, and then we'll read the BetDSI odds for you. So go ahead. You do the BetDSI read, and then we'll do it.
Okay. I love BetDSI. I signed up the second they became a sponsor, and it is the only thing that can make sports hell a little bit more tolerable, because at least you got some action on the games that you don't care about. For those of us who love and live sports, the summer's loaded with great events, just not this week. But we've got the PGA cooking. That's something that you can gamble on. And then we've got the Olympics in Rio coming up. So always good to gamble on amateur sports. And they've also thrown in that they've got the most entertaining presidential race, and they allow you to bet on it. So you can bet on Trump versus Clinton right now for all the free comedy that you can handle. It's a great time of year to be a sports fan, and even better time to join us at BetDSI.com. I do play there myself, as I mentioned. I'm not doing so great. I started out really hot, lost all that money back, basically. But they do have an A-plus rating on most sportsbook review sites. So if I was winning money, I would be confident that I could cash it out very easily. They offer odds on pretty much everything, all the great sports that we know and love. And they also let you bet on reality TV, which is really nice. They've got a quick, mobile-friendly website. It works great. It's very easy to use. And playing there is the only way to make these games fun. So as a Part of My Take listener, BetDSI currently has a great promotion where you can try them out for free. This is a brand-new code from BetDSI. You sign up at BetDSI.com. Use the promo code TAKE10, T-A-K-E-10, and you get $10 free. That's free $10 to play on whatever sporting, whatever world event that you want to put the money down on. So the promo code is TAKE10. Use it, and you will be ready for some extracurricular fun watching games when you have a little bit of extra interest on them.
And we have the BetDSI lines for the Home Run Derby. So here, you want to win some money tonight. We're all going to pick who we have. I'm actually going to take Todd Frazier's plus 470. I kind of like Robinson Cano at plus 810. How about that? 810.
He's been around.
My other favorite part about the Home Run Derby is predicting which one of the participants the Home Run Derby is going to screw up their swing in the second half. Whoever wins. Yeah, if I was a Major League Baseball player, I'd be in the Home Run Derby every single year, just so when I go through a slump, I can be like, well, it was the Home Run Derby, guys.
I would freeze my sperm before the Home Run Derby. Like, you never know. just gotta be careful.
Who do you guys like?
I like Will Myers. I like the fact that his name is William and he abbreviates it to Will with one L.
Ugh.
I love that. The guy is all about winning, and he it's so efficient. You know how much time he saves in his life by spelling his name W-I-L instead of W-I-L-L?
I can't stand. It's like Matt Lato spells his name M-A-T. I actually knew a guy once who spelled his name was Jeff, and he spelled his name J-E-P-H.
Get out of here.
What a dick, right?
Yeah. It's not, at that point, it's his fault for not changing his name. It's not his parents' fault anymore. There's the old saying, if you have two L's, then you really don't have one. And Will embodies that. So I'm going heavy on Will Myers. He is listed at plus 600. So there you go. Free
Hank,
money.
Who do you have?
I have the artist formerly known as Mike Stanton.
Ooh, plus 365, the favorite.
Yep.
Really okay. Going out on a limb there, Hank.
I know.
Yeah, wow. Getting freaky with it. All right. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll probably all lose. We're very excited for our Chris Berman. I really wish that they would adopt the idea that we came up with, the sweaty Berman. At least give us something, because otherwise the Home Run Derby – and then the Home Run Derby, like, it's all very routine. It's Chris Berman doing his backs. Usually Big Poppy has, like, a couple of his kids running around. They're always so cute. They'll take a timeout and speak in Spanish and be like, ooh, people forget Major League Baseball. It really is the global game. Mm-hmm. And that would be like one of those moments.
Yeah, and Berman's going to get so disgusted watching people speak Spanish.
All right, let's go to our Mount Rushmore. We got a fun one today.
Yeah, we do.
So today, in honor of the Home Run Derby, as the saying goes, chicks dig the long ball. So our Mount Rushmore today is things chicks dig.
I love it.
You want me to go or you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. Things chicks dig. Number one has to be on there. Scars. Chicks love scars.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be like, wow.
Bad boy.
Yep. Oh, well, you just took my number two. Bad boys. Chicks love bad boys. They, you know, if you can, you know, maybe have a little mean streak to you. Just have that bad boy persona.
They love a project. Was that going to be your number three?
Nope, that wasn't my number three.
Because I'm tying that in with bad boys. If they think they can fix you.
Wild horses.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Try to get you in the barn.
Yeah. Chicks dig cigarette smokers.
Unquestionably.
/ heavy cologne users.
They love cigarette smokers, but they don't like kissing cigarette smokers.
But they do like kissing cigarette smokers. Like, they'll tell their friends, ew, he smokes. Then they'll be like, ooh. Bad boy. And
I'm putting together. Yeah, go ahead with your fourth. Yeah. One.
Well, the fourth one was chicks love when you're like mean to them, but you really like them, but you're like emotionally stunted and you're basically acting like a child. So they know that you like them, but you're really just mean to them. And they're
it's called negging, Dan. It's a very effective technique.
There we go. QA chicks love community. That. Yeah, chicks love
I'm imagining the person that you put together here, and it's like, some asshole smoking a cigarette, bathing in cologne with a scar across his face and like a leather jacket.
And all of our female listeners, if you need a moment, do. Just drop the browsers on you again. If you need a moment, take it now, because I know my Mount Rushmore of chicks, things that chicks dig, got a little hot and steamy here.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got?
Okay. Things that chicks dig. Number one, guys who can eat a lot.
Ooh, yes.
Chicks love a guy that can, like, just destroy a buffet and eat way, way more than they can.
Can I go a little piggyback off that? Chicks also love when guys fart.
That's true. My number two is chicks love blankets.
Oh, yes.
Like, but chicks just love blankets.
Okay.
Number three, chicks love cuddling. They love cuddles.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
They're big cuddle guys. A lot of touching.
A lot of chicks, touching.
Chicks are huge cuddle guys.
Yeah.
and then number four is of things that chicks like is chicks love it when guys tell them what they like.
Ooh, yes. Or order for them at a restaurant.
Yeah, well, exactly. I had when you order food for them, and I was like, no, it's much bigger than that. It's just like whenever you're like, hey, this is actually you don't like that. You like what I like. Just shows that you're not afraid to take charge.
Listen, I hope all of our male listeners are writing these down because, woof, this is like fishing with dynamite with some of the tips we've given you.
We're hey, Hank, we're like, you're young, you're single. You can really clean up if you take our advice here. Yeah, trust us. We've been around the block a few times.
Hank, bring us home. What do you got for things chicks dig?
Chicks dig having plans, very specific plans.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Big time planners. But they want you to tell you about, like, what to do.
Yeah. They prefer to not be around, like, as you're making these nerdy plans. But if you can pull off a plan perfectly, then they're like, oh yeah, man, this guy has his shit together.
Yep.
Chicks also dig the dog Snapchat filter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their favorite thing in the world. Chicks dig boats.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Just any kind? Just what about, like, a kayak?
Yep, any kind.
Oh, okay.
Preferably motorized, but
yeah, I was gonna say, I'd say that was yeah.
And chicks dig people that can play guitar.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
a bass
yeah.
Actually, mostly yeah, bass.
No, I don't think bass, but guitar. No, yes, acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Acoustic okay, chicks. Are, in my experience, chicks love just a nice solid bass line, just locked in the pocket on rhythm.
So that was our Mount
it's
Rushmore.
Extremely sexual. Yeah.
Please. Let's embrace the debate. The debate on Friday was fantastic with pool activities. I'd like to hear from male and female here things that chicks dig. Things that, you know, I mean, we kind of know. We just said it. That was probably the strongest list of things that chicks dig. And we also know chicks do dig the long ball.
We're going to get a lot of 5-star reviews from the ladies tomorrow being like, yep. Big Cat, PFT, and Hank are living inside my head right now.
How did you know that I like a cigarette smoker / heavy cologne wearer? All right, let's go to our interview. Great interview today. D-Train, Dontrell Willis, 2-time All-Star, so let's kick it to that.
All right, we now welcome on a very special guest, Dontrell Willis, who is a 2-time MLB All-Star, also the owner of, I'm going to go ahead and say it, the greatest windup of all time and delivery. Dontrell, thank you for joining us. Let's start with the All-Star game because it is All-Star week. Do you have a favorite memory from one of your All-Star games? Maybe, I don't know if you ever were in an All-Star game with Greg Maddux. He usually, like, pisses on people. So do you have anything fun like that?
Actually, you know, my rookie season, I got a chance. Kevin Brown got hurt. So he said, yeah, go ahead, rookie, and take my spot for the All-Star game. And I wasn't shy to say no. So I went up there, and as the game progressed, it was actually the first time they ever made it matter as far as, you know, counting for the World Series as far as the home field advantage. And so, you know, we get later in the game, and I hear the phone ring, and I'm thinking I'm going to get in the game because I'm going to relieve. And all of a sudden, you know, I start warming up, and all of a sudden they call down and they say Billy Wagner. And so Billy Wagner kind of looks at me, and I was like, I'm not going to get in the game. You know what I mean? I kind of had the rookie kind of had to sit down. So it was just funny because Billy kind of looked at me, and it wasn't enough room on the mound because another guy was warming up. But it was pretty funny because, you know, the elder statesman, the more powerful lefty, had to sit me down. But that was kind of the funny kind of elder statesman. Hey, you're an all-star, but, you know, you got to still kind of ride at the pine as well. So it was funny.
Right. So you were a pretty good hitter, actually, for a pitcher. I feel like people forget that. Did you ever lobby to get into the home run derby?
Oh, no, that was ridiculous. No. Hey, you know what? It took all – I think I hurt myself more trying to hit home runs in batting practice than anything else. I think every starting pitcher likes to fool themselves and think they can hit every day. But I never thought – I never wanted to be in the home run derby. I just like to swing hard and hope for the best.
So if they made it, so say you're in your prime right now, and they actually, because I know Jake Arrieta and Madison Bumgarner
right.
Wanted to do it. If we had a home run derby, just pitchers, Madison Bumgarner, Jake Arrieta, you, and let's throw in Carlos Zambrano for old time's sake.
Right.
Who
right,
wins
right,
that?
Right. Oh, man. Zambrano was a strong. I know Mad Bum and Zambrano. I came up with Zambrano in the cup organization. He could always hit. I mean, I know you guys seen he's a strong man. He's broken more bats than any man I've ever seen in a position, guys. But for me, I think it might be Carlos Zambrano that might win that one. It'd be close between Mad Love and Zambrano, but I think I'm going to give that to Zambrano.
I just wanted to remind Big Cat that you were actually – were you drafted by the Cubs?
He was. Yes.
Yeah, so you should have been a Cub, but then instead you went to the Marlins, and then you guys came into Chicago and you beat the Cubs in the playoffs that one year. I just kind of wanted to walk Big Cat through that memory, just to jog his memory a little bit, get him going, get him thinking about the old days. Can you tell us what it was like at that Game 6 in Wrigley?
Oh, my goodness. The sporting, I just felt like the whole energy of the city, and I'm not even a sentimental guy like that in that sense, but I just felt the whole energy of the city was just at Wrigley. It was amazing. I mean, everybody was in every single pitch. I mean, I was stressed out. I mean, it was a hard game, and like I said, man, you know, both sides, I talked to Terry Wood and I talked to Mark Pryor even after that series. We all say it was probably one of the best series they've ever been a part of, and one of the best games they've ever been part of. But it was intense, man, and it was fun to be a part of, and it was really, really great memory. But it was probably one of the coolest ball games back-to-back that I've ever seen, been a part of.
If you haven't figured out, he's making fun of me because I'm a Cubs fan, so it wasn't great memories, and that was a bad story by both of you. But you know what? I'm going to be a professional here. I'm going to be a professional journalist, and I'm going to segue, stay on topic. You got traded out of the Cubs organization for Matt Clement. Is that? Did you ever be like, you know, I got traded for the worst facial hair of all time?
Oh, that's cold, man. We try hard, man. No, Matty Clement was dirty at that time, as well as Al Fonseca. I think it was a good trade, and my goodness, I was in A ball. I don't even think they thought I was going to get to Double A. And you know, this, you know, God's gracious, you know, I was blessed to get to the big leagues actually fast, but. No, I always have love for the Cubbies, man. And, you know, I mean, I always hope. You know, I'm a Cubs fan at heart. I hate to say it, being drafted by the Cubs. And I always hope now, especially now that this is the year they fly the W. So we'll see. But I never have any ill will to the Cubs for trading me.
I appreciate that. Did you feel left out when Jeffrey Lurie didn't try to trade you after you won a World Series?
You know what? I was kind of glad that I stayed around. You know what I mean? Especially living in Miami, I wanted to stay a couple more years, still a couple more years from Mr. Loria and what have you. So, but, you know, it was tough, you know, playing under those type of circumstances, especially the fans. You know, every time you go somewhere, mm-hmm. Everyone's like, are you going to get traded? You know, and I'm like, did you hear something I didn't know? So, you know, so it's a little tough. But, no, I'm glad I stuck around a couple more years to hang out with Miggy.
So speaking of the Marlins, you were a teammate of Gary Sheffield, who is kind of he's an all-time player in terms of both on the field, off the field. Do you have any good stories from Gary? I feel like he's the type of guy that if you maybe sat in his chair, he would take a baseball bat to your head. Is that a vibe? Am I picking up the right vibe there?
No, Chef, you're right about that. Chef is someone to play with, but I've always been on Chef's good side, man. You know, we played together in the Tigers organization, and we were both rehabbing in Florida. And I remember they said they like his swing, but he's got to get a couple more hits. You know, he was upset about that because he liked his swing, but he just wasn't getting any hits. All of a sudden, we're in Sarasota, and he hits literally. I feel bad for this kid in A-ball because he was rehabbing in the Florida State League, and he hits two home runs, the farthest two home runs I've ever seen off this kid. And in him and Jay Sheffield fashion, by both teams, you know, Boston Market, you know, for the after-game spread. So, you know, it was pretty cool by him, but, you know, he was definitely one of the best hitters I've ever seen as far as professionalism.
What was it like playing with Ozzie Guillen? He was third base coach on the Marlins?
Yeah, he was our third base coach when I was a rookie, yes.
What's he like? You got any good Ozzie stories?
He's the best. I mean, you know, you say what you want, he's definitely quick-tongued. But as far as the knowledge of the game and being a teacher of the game and all the things he's done career-wise, I mean, he was a great a coach for me. He kept me loose. You know, he was a funny guy. But, again, Ozzy being Ozzy, he was always been Ozzy. He'll say anything. He's definitely brutally honest. But as far as I know, everybody knows how he, you know, he's funny and smart, Alex. But, I mean, he's definitely a student of the game. And he definitely helped my rookie season. And he was a big part of us winning the World Series serious because he kept everybody loose on the bench and as well as in the coaching staff, but he still had a lot of knowledge of the game.
All right, so we'll stop with the pass for a minute. You obviously, people don't know, Dontrell, you are a Fox Sports MLB analyst now. So we're at the All-Star break. Give me your World Series after you've seen half of the season. And also, for all the Cubs fans out there, what do the Cubs have to do to fix? I mean, they're hot right now. They're winners of one in a row going into the All-Star break. But what is the problem, and where do you see the fix is for them going forward?
Well, you know what? I think now they realize that to be a world champion and the pressure of it, I think the coaching staff as well as the ball club, you know, they have Jake Arrieta who's starting to come and be normal, you know, and I hate to say that with a 3 ERA, which is solid, but for me, you know, and the rest of the staff, the starting staff has struggled, and with the loss of Flower, they've definitely kind of run into offensive trouble as well. And honestly, man, everybody's giving the Cubs the best fight. I still like the Cubs. It's definitely a close one in an A, B, and C as far as the National League. I like the Giants. There's a couple of teams I like, but as far as the American League, there's a lot of good teams. There's not one great team. You know, I think that you find holes on every ball club that, you know, you might need starting pitching, but the same thing goes for the Cubs right now. They definitely have to get their rotation. John Lackey has struggled the last five starts. I don't know what's happened to him. So, you know what I mean? He was kind of stability in that. So he's got to get going. You know, he's got to get guys in the ballpark. So for me, they got to do a better job of just stop giving up home runs and getting their offense a chance to win ball games.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. So if you were to pick the World Series right now, it sounds like the Cubs. Would you say the Cubs right now or somebody else?
Yeah, I would say the Cubs, but it's weird. I every time I like the Indians because they're a rotation, you know, of late I do think pitching wins it, but you know, they definitely have some holes offensively. They can get another bat, I feel. But, you know, you like the Blue Jays, but then their starting pitching kind of sputters. So that's what I mean. There's a lot of good, you know, the Orioles hit home runs all day, but they give up home runs all day. So you never know as far as the break of, like, who really wants it. I mean, well, my God, I mean, the Yankees are still 5.5 out there. They don't even know if they're going to be buyers or sellers because they've been so close to the situation of the wild card. So there's a lot of, there's a lot of solid teams right now. But, I mean, the Cubs are still the one team at the head right now for me in the National League.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be the Indians because Cleveland can't win two things in a row. That's just it can never happen. And if it does happen, like, they're going to become the new Boston and everybody's going to hate them. And you can't let Cleveland people win two things in a row. It just doesn't work
like
that.
Don't do that to them. No wish that. Listen, I'm a Warriors fan. That hurt me. I'm from Oakland. That was a little salty. I have one of my best friends from Shaker Heights. He's still ragging on me about LeBron. But, you know, hey, it's good to see a little love. We had some love in the Bay the year before, so it's good to see it. Don't hate on Ohio, man. I played for the Reds.
Do you have a pair of the Steph Curry shoes?
No, I didn't. I haven't been to Foot Locker in so long, man. I'm retired now. I'm too busy wearing Crocs and stuff on the beach.
that's a good, like, retired dad shoe. But let us be. We all three of us here own a pair of Chef Curry's. I actually own two pair. Let me just tell you, not to give Under Armour some free publicity here, but they are fire. So if you want a pair, just let us know. We'll hook you up.
I appreciate that. No, I know they got some size 14 boats. It's definitely in the stockpile. So, yeah, if I need some, I'll definitely send a little text out to the Under Armour guy. But I'm good.
Who do you have winning the Home Run Derby? Before we get to we have two final questions, but before we get to that, who do you have? Give us the pick for the Home Run Derby.
Chief Rage, baby. I know he's got to be repeat. I know he's in there. I got a chance to play with all three of the Frazier brothers from Toms River, New Jersey. They are one of a kind. And I told Frazier when we were in the big leagues together, Todd, I said, I should get an award and a medal for playing for all three of you guys. But it's a family affair. I'm really proud of him. He's always had power. He's always been the biggest Frazier out of all of them, and I think he's going to definitely do it again.
Okay, I like that. All right, so final two questions. These are questions we ask all of our guests. The first question is, who is the most famous person in your cell phone?
Famous person in my cell phone. Trying to think. You know what? I've cracked my phone so many times, I feel like my list is horrible. I want to say, like, Adam Jones and B.J. Upton, and nobody wants to talk to those guys unless they're in home runs. But, you know, I don't know. I'm a very low-key guy, man. I don't have many famous people. We just have chill guys.
Okay. Well, you have my cell phone number in your cell phone, so,
yeah.
Like, I feel like that was a bit of a slap across my face, but we'll overlook it.
Well, yeah, we'll let you off the hook because you're actually talking to us on your cell phone. Usually we play this game, and then people say a name, and then we make them call them. So we're going to let you off the hook because I know you're on the phone with us right now. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
All right, so final question. It's a question I'm going to ask. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. You played for the Cincinnati Reds, Skyline Chili. Is it the worst thing you've ever had in your life?
I love it. I'm not saying Skyline Chili. I have to be at home though when I eat it, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But but I love Skyline Chili. It's sweet. I mean, I tell you what, every time, the first time I got called up to the big leagues with the Reds, that's all I thought of because driving into Cincinnati, they had it all over the place. I had two chili dogs. I actually paid for it later, but Skyline Chili has always been a classic for me, man. So I can't hate on that. I knew it was going to be a Cincinnati question when it was going to be Skyline, but for me, I can't hate on that. Skyline Chili is the best. And they can't give enough cheese, baby. I love it.
This is really bad for me because I trusted your opinion with the Cubs World Series, and then you told me you like Skyline Chili. So now I know you're an insane person. So you're the crazy person walking down the street like, this is the year for the Cubs. Yeah,
you got to give me a pass on that, man. We all got different talents, man. But I tell you what, being from California, man, you don't get a lot of different stuff like that from Oakland. So when I went to Skyline Chili, man, I dived right in. I can't help it, man.
Okay, since I have you on the phone, I have to say it. Way back, like 10 years ago, actually, no, like 12 years ago, there was a girl that was trying to get me to go up to her room, not to brag, and I said, I can't, and the only excuse I had at the top of my head was, I can't, Dontrell Willis is pitching tonight, so I'm going to watch that on TV instead. And for the next, like, 10 years, my buddies and I, whenever we try to, like, get ourselves out of a bad situation, we'd be like, no, sorry, can't make it, Dontrell's pitching tonight. So thank you for helping me avoid that.
That cannot be true.
No, 100% serious. I cannot believe that girl wanted to.
I'm dying laughing right now. That's not a true story. I need to come back on the show again because I need validation back from one of your friends. We should call your cell phone and go through your phone and call someone that goes with it. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. I can't wait to tell all my friends. And now I feel cool, man. So thank you for lying on me. I've taken enough lies like that for a bunch of buddies like that for the team, so I don't matter. I won't work on doing that for you.
You're not giving yourself enough credit, Dontrell. You were a phenom.
You were.
D-Train Mania was like the original Mania. It was.
No way. That's probably one of the best stories I've ever heard, and I really appreciate it, man. You definitely gave me a confidence boost today.
Yeah, it's 100% true. And also, you're the guy that made flat-brim hats cool. Are you seeing, like, any residuals from, like, these new guys that are all wearing flat brims?
No, but every time I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I see all these little leaguers wearing 818 hats, so I feel like I'm the reason for that. So, you know, I'm definitely taking silent credit for changing the game, changing the hat-fitted game. But, you know, every week somebody walks up to me and is like, hey, you're that guy, you know, Rondale Williams. I'm like, yeah, close enough. But, you got it. Yeah, we'll take the guy with the hat. So, yeah, I'm like, I appreciate that. So I'm that type of athlete.
Yeah, you need to own that a little more. It's like Jalen Rose basically says that he invented wearing shorts. You need to basically walk around saying you invented wearing the flat brim hat. But Dontrell, we really appreciate you coming on, and you are a recurring guest now, so we will have you back on. And best of luck. Are we going to see you on Tuesday after the game? Are you going to be?
No, I'm back on the show. No, I'm working. I'm doing all these podcasts and being blessed to be a part of people's show and what have you, man. And we'll be back on Whip Around, on Fox Sports, So I'll be back probably this weekend during the game breaks and what have you. So I'm excited.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Take care.
We'll talk soon.
I'll be good.
That interview with Dontrell Willis was brought to you by MeUndies.com. MeUndies have the best underwear. They hooked us up for Grit Week. I wear them. I'm a religious MeUndies user now. They are so soft. They have this thing called Modal. It is the softest fabric you've ever had. It's like walking around like a king all day in MeUndies. And here's the deal we got for you. If you go to MeUndies.com/take, you can get a subscription or a single pair. You get 20% off your first order. So that's MeUndies.com/take, 20% off your first order. And I'm not joking, guys. I wear them all the time. They're the most comfortable underwear I have ever worn. Go to MeUndies.com, pick out a few pairs, get that fabric going, get your fabric game on. You don't want to be that sucker walking around with a poor fabric game. You want that tight fabric game. MeUndies.com/take, 20% off. Do it right now. All right, that was Dontrell Willis. Great interview. Now recurring guests. Also, very dirty move by you.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh, the Cubs thing?
Yeah, that was a low blow.
I actually had like 5 more Cubs-related questions, and then I erased them. I was like, you know what? He never really played for the Cubs, so like this is a bit excessive.
It's like that, like now our interviews with our guests are just inside jokes between the two of us.
It's just, yeah, you get whoever on the show that you can in order to make fun of your co-host the most. By the way, this can be a new segment, but no, I tell you what, impromptu segment, put it in his ear hole. Put one in his ear hole.
Okay.
Put one in his ear hole for Big Cat, because I was just checking Twitter a second ago. Big Cat unfollowed me.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I was trying to retweet you.
I got the, oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, that makes classic sense.
I was trying to retweet your J.J. Watt thing. I had that open. Did you see me retweet J.J. Watt? J.J. No. Watt tweeted a picture of himself, his mom, and his grandmother, or was it his grandmother and his great-grandmother?
His grandmother and his great-grandmother.
Such a fucking brag. Like, come on, dude. Not all of us have grandmothers. And he said hashtag squad. So way to brag in all of our faces. So I was trying to retweet you. Slipped on the follow. Unfollow.
That's actually not true, because I took the screenshot here much earlier today.
I don't know what the hell happened. So,
so I'm blocking you right now, actually.
Stop. Don't block me. Okay, we'll have to sort this out later. This is some great podcasting.
You're blocked.
Following, unfollowing, and blocking.
Hey, JJ, looks like you're in the middle of the street. It's called jaywalking. It's a crime. You can be arrested for that. All lives matter, JJ, and you're endangering people in the middle of the street.
Hey, JJ, you didn't think your mom wanted to come too? You just see your grandmother and great-grandmother, and your mom's sitting at home, probably finding out about this on Twitter.
Hey, JJ, what about your dad and your grandfather and your great grandfather? Do you not like men? Like, do you have something against dudes? Are you being sexist?
Ooh, JJ, sexist. all right, let's go. Can you unblock me, please?
No, I'm gonna let it ride until tomorrow morning. I think, okay, I'm gonna put you on probation.
All right, fine. All right, let's do talking soccer. We got a big time talking soccer. Andy Murray won Wimbledon this morning.
And Serena Williams, she won Wimbledon yesterday. So that was talking soccer.
Talking soccer. Let's go to hurt or injured. Hurt or injured, Ronaldo, his knee. Ronaldo had a Jay Cutler NFC Championship moment where he had to come out of the game, little knee sprain, and Twitter went ablaze, and Portugal ends up winning 1-0. They win the Euros. By the way, just a little people forget that for you. 2014 World Cup. Guess who tied Portugal 2-2?
Little country called the United States.
Yeah. So we basically won. We get a share of the Euro championship. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's how soccer works.
That was one of Wilson's 18 points, I think.
Yeah. So what do we have? Hurt or injured, Ronaldo's 14
knee. Points? I don't know. I'm going to go with hurt, because he actually made the team better. I think the question has to be asked now, like, was Cristiano Ronaldo actually holding Portugal back?
Yep.
So, better team without him. kind of like the whole Steph Curry situation where, you know, the lads on the pitch just really opened up the game and the spacing was better. That's what you got to remember is a guy that's so fast, it's really hard to maintain proper spacing because he'll run closer to you and you're trying to like run away from him, but you can't because he's too quick. So
instead of trying to feed the ball into Ronaldo in the box, they were just playing their game open, free, high scoring, and then you get the result. 1-0 in extra time. Portugal wins the Euros. This was a nice tweet. We had this from Jimmy Murphy, who I think is some kind of reporter. He said, with all due respect to Ronaldo, after interviewing Patrice Bergeron following 2013 Stanley Cup final, hard to sympathize.
I don't even know like where to start. Yeah. Ronaldo relies pretty heavily on his knee, I would say, like for a lot of what makes him great.
For kicking,
running. But you run, you know, you play soccer with your heart. You don't play soccer with your knee.
True.
So I would have liked to see him play maybe a few more minutes and really, really significantly injure himself.
Yep.
You got to go hard. You got to really damage yourself, or you just got to come out immediately. That's coming back on like 1 foot, just dipping your toe in the water. I didn't like that.
The only thing that sucks with Ronaldo getting injured is that we don't find out if he has a clutch gene or not. This was going to be the ultimate test for Ronaldo's clutch gene. Can he win the Euros? And now we don't know.
It's really confusing right now. I don't know what to tell people to think about his legacy.
Right.
And like in my job, that's one of the most important things that I do.
Legacy, yes.
Is the legacy situation. So it's very confusing for me. But we can ask – there are some questions we can ask now. We can ask if is Portugal the best 1-0-6 team of all time? I would say yes.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. They, Golden they, State they Warriors everything. Would love to have only won one game, tied six, and then won a championship.
Yeah. Flags fly forever. That's what I always say. You got to people forget that for us.
I do. And it's tying in very nicely with the Euros. People forget that they speak Brazilian in Portugal. Like I thought that they spoke Spanish there, and I think a lot of people believe that too. The two best soccer teams in the world, Brazil and Portugal, both speak Brazilian. So it makes you wonder, like maybe more countries should start speaking Brazilian if they want to master the beautiful game.
It is their game. I think it was invented in Brazil.
Yep.
That sounds right. I have a for us. This is our new segment. We actually stumbled upon it on Friday. It's simply named So here it is. You ready?
Yep.
Free agency, you can officially sign with your NBA team as of Thursday. Okay, so this is 4 days ago.
Okay.
LeBron James still hasn't signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just saying. I'm not saying, but
Has Kevin Durant signed?
Yeah.
Has everybody else signed?
Yeah. So.
But LeBron hasn't yet.
He has not. Just something to put out there. I also saw LeBron. This was Hank. You're gonna have to find like a canned like sound effect of a toilet flushing because Serena Williams said that LeBron inspired her to win Wimbledon, and then LeBron reciprocated on Instagram being like, you're welcome for being so inspirational to you. And that was talking Wimbledon. What else do we have? Do we have anything else for the show?
I'm really impressed with all the Harambe merchandise that's been going on out there. I just want to bring that up. We need to make Harambe 2016 shirts. And have like Harambe with the political hat that people only wear for politics, that like the one that the announcer for Major League Eating wears, that kind of hat.
Yeah.
We need to have Harambe in the hat and start making some money off this dead gorilla.
I like that. I like that as well. We do have spoilers, right?
Yes, yes.
We're doing Nick Cage themed spoilers today. Hank, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay. Go with your basic pitch spoiler.
My spoiler is The Rock.
What was it?
The Rock. It's my Sean Connery.
Oh, that was pretty good, yeah.
Nick Cage saved the city of San Francisco / the world, and he helped Sean Connery get away scot-free.
Mm, that was a good one.
Thanks.
Maybe that's like top 20 movies all time for me.
Yeah, gotta be.
My Nick Cage spoiler actually isn't really a spoiler. I'm actually asking people to tweet me Face Off. Still don't understand it. Like, they're both Nick Cage. John Travolta and Nick Cage are both Nick Cage. They're both Castor Troy. I don't really know how it ended up because it's just so confusing. So that's such a complex movie that I'd like someone to spoil it for me, because I still can't wrap my head around that one. That was such a good movie.
That is pretty good. Mine is Leaving Las Vegas. He dies. He dies at the end.
God damn it. I love Nick Cage. I also was going to do Family Man. People forget Family Man was a great movie. And not really, but it was. Nick Cage was like a Wall Street broker, millionaire. And he always like made fun of people with families. And then one day he woke up and boom, he was like a suburban dad. And he hated it. But then he realized, oh, it's not that bad to be loved.
It's actually the best gift of all to give yourself is to have a family. Just ask, ask JJ. He'll tell you all about it.
Hey, JJ. All right. That's our show. Wednesday, we have Dan Heron back on the show. Recurring guest Dan Heron. And we also are going to check in with America's lawyer, Mike Portnoy. So that will be a very good show. I'm going to leave you guys with a little quote I just found from the old Twitter machine. If people would make as big of a thing about doing something nice for someone every day like they do about Pokemon Go, we would be in a better place.
That really makes you think.
Just before we go deep into this Pokemon Go thing, just think about that, guys. We could be like Marlins, man. We could pay it forward. Instead, we're going to go catch them all, and one of them is us. How long does the person have to stay in the locker?
I would say at least 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. 5 minutes in the locker for the loser of Pokemon Go. And Hank, will you be able to set this up? Like, tell us how to do this? Is this something we can actually do?
Dude, yeah, it's an iPhone thing. You download the app. I'm sure we can figure it out.
You're starting to sound like Dave a little bit. I think you can handle it.
I just don't know how we're gonna keep track, but okay.
Me neither. I haven't downloaded it either.
So there we go. Hank, you're gonna have to come over to my house and download it for me on my iPhone.
So you officially have 12 hours until I fuck you, big cat. So
okay. All right. We'll see
you on the internet.
Yeah, we'll see you on the internet streets, and we will see you on Wednesday, Dan Heron and Mike Portnoy. Have a good one, everyone.
Very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide, each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Pokemon.